And only the human nature of certain humans can overcome the monotony imposed by other humans onto nature. And most importantly, we ought to be able to believe that if we do good, we'll reborn better. And space becomes relative, and all it matters is the time to perform our spiritual discipline. And no matter the fuss about body appearance or bodily inclinations, all we need are more souls connected to nature. And we can truly say we have loved only if we have been consistent with it. And there is nothing more devastating than a blind virtue applied to the vicious purposes of imperialism. And it isn't about pitying the parasites, but surviving with the moderate resources available. And only with a culture of maintaining our roots deep in reality, we can maintain common sense that otherwise would go astray. And the predominant economy also establishes the cultural mindset which in the end rejects anything that does not stick to its conventions. And it is not dissipating or stagnating, but being constant that we keep up with our universal humanity. And when even all the defenses we put on against the corruption get fashionable, we are already rot from within. And the most meaningful content is whatever is left over of the social container. And only a slow organic growth can provide us with strength from within. And unless a new paradigm is developed out of the colonizers, no real independence can be sought by the colonized ones. And our only security is to get rid of any form of luxury, maintaining only what is essential. And as culture gets filed, its matter no longer matter unless the cultural file becomes matter. And in the end, what we need is a ground where to exemplify our autonomy against any deteriorating civilization. And only becoming a flock can humans be governed and protected by a patriarch that should always stay an humble shepherd. And humans with all their intelligence would have it all figured out, but how to deal with their greediness. And the more the social work drains our brains, the more a vulgar kind of culture is required. And not only people go to rest after heroic acts, but also entire nations. And we can only expect a rightful material care by those who have taken proper care of their own immateriality. And culture can only be brought to a standing place only after a much long spiritual and physical journey. And as soon as the scientific man figures out a natural cycle, one below it and one above it will emerge. And to keep human, we ought to keep on managing the layer of dirt society wants to so much artificialized. And there are two types of individualism, the greedy one compressing society even further, and one decompressing it and making it breed. And the more we make steps to expand outward, the more we ought to be ready to get back inward. And we climb vertically up our social career, but horizontally manage to make no journey. And the medium is no longer the message, if the message can be achieved without any of the modern medium, but with our humanity alone. And what we ought to demonstrate is that without any hope for social credits, we can be most self-content. And given that no radical change brings any long-lasting change, we ought to aim for a slow spiritual change. And only moderation can find equal grounds where to flourish in both extremes. And evolution itself will throw us out of the comfort we had so much strived to secure for ourselves. And the harmful process of automation can be turned beneficial only by human reprocessing. And if capital is power, it is always eaten at its edges and tear apart from within. And simply by daring to try out the unconventional, in the end, we have a story to relate. As easy as we can be brought to prominence for tackling the public opinion, so easily we can be brought down. And if we waste our life trying to be immortal, when our mortality will come, we won't have the energy to refurbish ourselves. And what is aging in the end but an oxidation we can use to pigment our life with? And not only truth is simple, but also the person who speaks it must live a simple life according to his or her own nature. As any system is arbitrary, we shouldn't waste all our time continuously rediscussing it. And the more sterile is an environment, the more filthy the environment that generates it ought to be. And just because life is immortal, we can take care of it and make our love for it immortal. And as modern politicians says what the crowd wants to hear, to keep vicious, ancient philosophers said the unwanted truth to make individual virtuous. And we cannot demand conventions to be replaced with other conventions unless they draw us closer to our human nature. And it requires a genius to come up with a doctrine to get out of the social doctrine. And it isn't about setting up a revolution, but about waking up the soul from its dangerous drive to imperialism. With the nation treated as a flock, the more are the sheep, the more the shepherds will request police dogs. And the way society treats its shamans is the very way society itself is treated on a larger scale. And the racist are those who don't seem to be in contact with other races, but also with their very own. And one needs a persistent moral father in order to be able to go fully against his principles. and so charged with prejudices get our identities that only the non-identity can at last share the love. And only relating ourselves to the creation of a vehicle to the afterlife, our life can become fully enriched. And everyone can become a manager in a nation that more or less manages global trades, while a parasite suck the fat to also become fat, the profit sucks it to become lighter along with all others. And at last, what we define as artistic may only be the compensation of a role a too imperialistic society have neglected. And right as the dream of an all-inclusive democracy is fulfilled, no power is left against a new power coming to subdue us. And ironically, the more a society puts one to work, the more he or she work for his or her own interest. And all that the democratic power has managed to grant us from above is a freedom for rent and with an expiration date. And it is setting up natural burdens that we can make the most out of the time that is left not taking care of them.